From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A former Rutgers University student convicted of biased intimidation against his gay roommate is getting 30 days in jail and 3 years probation. Darun Ravi is accused of using a webcam to spy on Tyler Clementi, whose suicide days later fueled national campaigns against anti-gay bullying. The victim's mother, Jane Clementi, told the court of her son's likely anguish in his final days.
This was probably the last thing Tyler looked at on his computer before he left his dorm room for the bridge on Wednesday, September 22nd, 2010. My question is, why didn't his roommate just request a roommate change? Why was he so arrogant and so mean-spirited and evil?
The defendant's mother, Sabitha Ravi, also delivered an impassioned appeal to the court to spare her son prison.
Darun's dreams are shattered, and he has been living in hell for the past 20 months.
Ravi's sentence is on hold while both sides appeal. NATO leaders meeting in Chicago today are discussing the next milestone in the Afghan war. NPR's Scott Horsley reports by next summer, Afghan forces are expected to lead combat operations across the country.
Afghan troops are already spearheading combat operations in some of the most heavily populated parts of the country. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says that leadership role will expand over the next year until Afghan troops are in charge nationwide.
As Afghan forces step up, our forces will step back into a supporting role.
U.S. military officials caution that Afghan leadership won't bring an end to combat, but it is seen as an important milestone towards the withdrawal of all foreign combat troops by the end of 2014. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Chicago.
The number of casualties continues to rise in today's suicide bombing in Yemen's capital. More than 90 people are dead, at least 200 people wounded. The bomber was reported to be a soldier who blew himself up while taking part in a military parade rehearsal. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Myanmar's democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi have reportedly discussed ways to further ease tensions between their countries and to continue promoting democratic reform in Myanmar, which is also known as Burma. The State Department says Clinton telephoned Suu Kyi last night. Both agreed the progress made in Myanmar in recent months remains fragile. Clinton says its sanctions authorities will remain in place as an insurance policy. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 114 points at 12,483. NASDAQ up 2%. This is NPR News. JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says the company is suspending its share repurchase program but will keep paying dividends following word of a $2 billion trading loss. NPR's Craig Wyndham reports Dimon has told an investor conference in New York that J.P. Morgan will still earn a profit of about $8 billion.
Dimon says the suspension of stock buybacks is not related to the trading loss, but instead is part of an effort to bolster the firm's reserves to meet the new international capital requirements called the Basel III rules, which are aimed at making the financial system safer. Dimon has in the past criticized those rules as anti-American. J.P. Morgan had been given permission to buy back $12 billion in stock this year and $3 billion next year following stress tests run by the Federal Reserve. J.P. Morgan's stock has dropped more than 21% since the trading loss was announced. Craig Wyndham, NPR News.
EU regulators say their investigation of Google has led them to believe the internet giant's abusing its dominant position in the search engine market. More from Terry Schultz.
EU Competition Commissioner Joaquin Almunia says he hasn't reached conclusions on all of the more than a dozen complaints his office has received about Google in recent years. But so far,
our investigation has led us to identify four concerns where Google business practices may be considered as abuses of dominance.
These include the way Google displays search results and advertisements, prioritizing its own services. He says Google may also be copying original content without authorization. Almunia has the right to fine companies up to 10% of their annual global turnover if they're found to have broken EU antitrust rules.
That's Terry Schultz reporting from Brussels. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.